You've gone down as one of the most decorated players in the history of Northeastern State women's golf. And, of course, Coach Varner, he's had many previous inductees into the NSU Athletics Hall of Fame. But you getting added to that list, what was your reaction maybe to the news that you're getting inducted?
I was really surprised. It was, like, totally not on my radar for my bingo card that year. So it was really exciting to see that come across and get the email. And I was really excited to share that with my family.
Definitely. So going back to your time here playing for the program, golf is a very high-pressure, high-intensity sport. How did you navigate those types of spots? Because you're one of the top players year in, year out, and that meant you were competing for championships, helping your team, pushing towards their goals, but also you yourself as an individual. How did you navigate those high-pressure situations?
I wish I had a good answer for this, because now looking back, now that I'm like older and more mature, I wish I would have handled things a lot differently. But golf already is a high pressure sport, so it's very mental. You're in your head, you're thinking ahead, and you're thinking about, oh, well, the last shot I hit, and like you can't get your bad shots out of your head. So I think I've always been really, really competitive. So I think just trying to do my best, trying to win, was always just at the forefront of my mind. And I just tried to push through with that mentality.
Definitely. So looking back on your time playing at Northeastern State, were there particular courses that stuck out as favorites for you?
I really liked when we took our travel trips. So we traveled out to, like, Washington State. I loved playing there. They have massive trees there, and it was so much fun. I really liked playing desert golf. So, like, we went to Arizona, and we played there, and that was a lot of fun. I never particularly played good in Florida. I don't know, something about their Bermuda greens, just I could not catch that. But obviously I did really well in our conference tournaments, and so I guess I liked those courses as much as I could. But yeah, the traveling trips were probably my favorite.
Oh yeah, even with players that play now, they always say that being able to go out, get some of those traveler miles behind them. You know, it's a lot of fun. And it provides those rich, lifelong experiences, stuff you still remember well after your playing days are done. So talking about Coach Varner, you know, he's longest active tenured head coach at Northeastern State. Every single year he's coaching phenomenal student-athletes. I'm sure the development piece is huge in that. In your perspective, in your eyes, in your words, what's made Coach Varner so successful here, and what was it like getting to play for him?
I think his consistency throughout the years, he's kept his programs very similar year after year. He set us up. We had a great structure. We worked out. We ran. I think a lot of people obviously didn't enjoy that at the time, but it really set us up to be good athletes. And after 18 holes or 36 holes, the guys would play 36 holes.
Yep.
We're not tired like everybody else is. And he really just treated us like we were his own kids and we were family, and it was just probably the best experience that I could have asked for as a whole.
Definitely. Now, I mentioned one of the most decorated athletes in women's golf history that applies for the athletic achievements but also academically. So I want to ask you, how did you stay disciplined to be successful in both areas? Of course, they call it student athlete for a reason. What was your approach?
I don't know if I was, like, scared of my mom or what
it
was.
Well, that could help a little bit.
Because even through high school, it was like I was not allowed to get B's. And if I got B's, it was like you're in trouble. And looking back, it's like I really had no excuse to get anything other than A's and maybe high B's, because school's really not that difficult if you think about it. But, yeah, the traveling aspect, the sports, and then the college classes, I tried to stay on top of everything. I really learned probably a little more than halfway through on how to stay organized, and I really started utilizing like planners and things like that. But I think it all came down to, like, it was always just drilled into my mind, like, you need to get good grades. And obviously we had a standard to keep so we could keep playing as well.
So one more question for you. Amid all your accolades at Northeastern State, what were some key moments, memories, relationships you built here that still stick with you well past your playing career?
Obviously, all the wins, like in the tournaments and stuff like that, those are great memories. But me and my now husband, we actually won Student Athlete of the Year.
Tate.
Our senior years, yeah. And so that's probably one of the top, if not the top, moments that we got to share that together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would probably be my favorite.
Absolutely. Well, speaking with Bailey Wimpson, appreciate the time. Major congratulations, of course, in order. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.